Blog Talk Radio.
I just want you to know my love is true. Everything is all right when I'm alone with you. Hey family, this is Brian Christopher, R&B singer from Washington, D.C. Come start your day off with a little morning coffee with Flavor on Flavor News Radio.
Now I know so many things.
Early morning, 6 a.m. Tired eyes awaken. Early morning, light shining. Lift my hands, the day begins. Show me, show me, show me time. Tell me that there's more. For a piece and the fence.
Welcome to Morning Coffee with Palaiba. How are you this morning? Yes, I hit the snooze button a few times before I rolled out of bed to do this show, but I was so determined to do it, especially because I got to tell you just a little bit about my trip to Vegas. But I opened up today's show with John Bibbs with his piece Gone featuring Kanya Das, going into Lettucey with her piece Coffee, and then closing out that set with some sweet, sweet guys over there in Australia, Jefferson, with their piece Early Morning. So again, welcome to Morning Coffee with Flava. This is where I just like to gather with you here online, you know, on a Wednesday, that hump day, and wish you a great, great day, and, you know, just kind of help maybe set the tone in a positive direction as you go into this particular day and the rest of the week. I'm feeling pretty good. I had the most amazing time in Vegas. I wish that I could really, really describe it in a way to get you to understand. I will try. You know, my business partner, Mark Van Claggett, who is the Marlex of Marlex Radio, and anything that you see that has to do with Marlex Records or Flava Marlex, was performing. He is a part of a group that's called Tribute to the Temptations, and he's been traveling the world for the last 10, 11 years with them, you know, performing Temptations music. And normally he's overseas, he's on cruise ships, and you know, he's away a lot. I'd say 75% of the time he is away touring, which is great for him. He calls this his day job, but you can tell that he loves doing it. They kind of got a last-minute gig in Vegas and said, you know, I wish you could come to Vegas and see me perform. And so I started plotting and planning and plotting and planning. And for those of you that follow me know that I take care of my elderly father and all. And so, you know, talked to my kids, you know, got support from my god sister and some friends and family. And it worked out that I was able to go down and spend 5 days in Vegas. And I did not know it. The heat was going to make me feel the way that it did. That was really a horrible feeling the first day that I arrived. I knew that it was going to be hot, but I didn't know what that hot meant, you know, what it was going to make me feel like. And so that was challenging. You know, I arrived immediately getting off the plane. There was a really uncomfortableness in my throat. But, you know, I was like, okay, I'm here, made it to the hotel just fine. Met up with Mark, and we went out to eat. Well, I thought, you know what, I could walk back to the hotel, you know, and because it looked like it was so close. So I'm like, okay, let's walk. And we started the process and everything, and that just did me in. It did me in. And by the time we got back to the hotel, I couldn't go out to my first event. I flew in early Thursday on purpose so that I could go to Sherry Gordy Presents show, and it didn't happen. And at first I felt so very bad. You know, I let Sherry know that I wasn't coming. She understood, you know, but normally for me, I would beat myself up over the fact that I missed it, and I let it go. You know, I just did, because if I had hung on to that, that would have maybe in a sense, excuse me, set the tone for my rest of the time in Vegas. You know, so I realized that I needed to, you know, stay out of the heat as much as I could, drink lots of water, stay hydrated and all of that. And once I understood and did that, my time there was much better. You know, I was smarter and you know, in being able to take care of my body, I had lots of laughs about my reaction to the heat, and that was really good for me to just tell people stories down there and have them kind of laugh and tease me about it. So that was really, really great. The next night, Mark and I went to see my cousin Daryl Fields from Seattle, you know, perform at the Venetian. He's the bass player for Smokey Robinson's group, Human Nature. Oh my goodness. Can I just say that? Absolutely fabulous show. What a fabulous show. This was my introduction of how a real high quality show should be put on. You know, I've been to concerts when I was younger and shows and stuff of, you know, mainstream artists coming to town. But, of course, back in those days, I wasn't paying attention to the whole thing, you know, and I really paid attention, you know, and enjoyed it at the same time. So I went to Vegas, you know, on a different type of mission, kind of with a business sense and eye and ear, and also pleasure, too. And talk about top quality. You know, from the voices, vocals, the musicians, the show starting on time, the entertainment of it. They really engage the audience, you know, and it's a beautiful theater that they perform in at the Venetian. The Venetian's a beautiful casino hotel in itself, but it was just wonderful, you know, and I had my camera going, you know, and the guys are going around telling people not to take pictures. Except they never announced that you couldn't video record. They just said no flashes and no cell phones. But so I got, you know, some short snippets, and especially I had to focus on my cousin because it's like, you know, he was really the reason that I was there. And, you know, and Mark sings Motown, you know, sings the Temptations, and they did some Temptations music. And so I kind of glanced over and saw how serious he was about watching that. But afterwards, you know, my cousin Daryl, you know, made me feel really special and introduced me to a lot of people and bigged up my radio show and who I am and what I do. And so I handed out quite a few business cards, and Mark did too. And it was wonderful. It was wonderful to see him, and just to see him, you know, as my cousin, but to see him as an amazing performer on stage. You know, this is what he does for a living. The next day he had to fly out to head to Miami to perform. But the next day I got to really, really see how a professional show comes together from behind the scenes to the final product, you know, going and hanging out at Viva Las Vegas Event Center. And let me tell you, the tribute to the Temptations, Mark's group, they are top quality. They are top quality. And please, if you follow me on Facebook, I think they go over to Twitter too, but if you follow me on Facebook under Lady Flava or Flava News, please check out the videos that I posted. I posted 3 videos of Tribute to the Temptations, and I posted 3 videos from Human Nature at the Venetian. And just check out the quality of the show. I mean, they're real performers, entertainers. It's, the music was perfect, but the show itself was amazing. And, you know, both shows started on time. Both groups were engaging at the audience, you know. Tribute actually had a full house, full house. They had to turn people away. I believe the capacity is 316 there, and that was amazing. There were several talent buyers in the audience. That's the first time I ever really understood and heard, witnessed that. You know, there are people that go around to different clubs to scout out talents for potentially, you know, signing gigs for their, you know, casinos and venues. And that was really exciting to witness that process, to meet, you know, and spend time talking to the gentleman who booked Tribute at this venue, to talk to the owner of this particular venue. It was just wonderful. But let me jump back in and play some more music, and, you know, then I'll come back and share a little bit more. Let me see, what direction do I want to go now? I think I'll play Tony Terry's new song, and it's called All I Need.
I'll be honest, I can't lie, you're all I need in my life. My heart inside never felt so right. If this is wrong, I don't wanna be right. I think of you all the time, girl, you're always on my mind. Not a moment of the day goes by when I don't wish you were by my side. You came along and eased my pain. Girl, you know you made me whole again. I don't have to look no more. It's plain to see that your love, that your love. Cause most my love's been hit on me. A commitment's what I was searching for. I needed someone to give me more. You're the foreground to my background. Baby, I won't let you down. Cause of you, I have no life. I thank God that you are my wife. You came my life and he's my
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Morning Coffee with Flavor. This is my special place and time that I get to share with you on Wednesday mornings as we start this day that's in the middle of the week we call Hump Day, and, you know, hopefully share some good thoughts and stories and, of course, great, great independent music. As I was talking about before this last set, oh, let me tell you who I've just played, right? So I played Tony Terry with All I Need. That's his brand new single that's out. Going into and another amazing talent, both are signed to Spectrum Music Group, Keon Williams with Thought I Told You, and then closing out that set with my boys up there in Toronto, Canada, with 48 East, their piece called Noodle Soup. Excuse me, I got a little frog in my throat here. I'm still trying to wake up, I guess. But anyway, I was telling you about my trip to Vegas, which was absolutely amazing, and to be around a different level of industry people and people that are real, real movers and shakers and artists that are making music from their talents. And that was a beautiful experience for me, you know, to see how it's done. You know, is it easy to get into that position? No, it's not. I'm sure it's not, you know, but I believe that it's possible. You know, I do. Sherry Gordy, Berry Gordy's baby girl. She's, you know, she's opening the doors for some unknown artists to hit her stage in Vegas. And so she started in Seattle the month of June. She's doing a talent search. And so far there's been 2 weeks of it. It's a 5-week process. And the person who wins the competition wins the slot to, you know, come down to Vegas, you know, airfare, hotel accommodations and all taken care of by her, and that's pretty exciting, you know, because they're big stages with lots of people that come. So if you feel that you're ready to take it to the next level, you need to pay attention to what type of opportunities there might be. The other thing that I realized about Vegas is that, is it called the Musicians Union, is really active there. And so if you're a musician in a certain place, it might be a good thing to join the union, because the musicians are called all the time to do a variety of gigs. If somebody's guitar player is not available, they'll call you the union and whatever. And so that's a great way, at least down there, for musicians to find work. And so, you know, but just to be around bookers, agents, you know, venue managers, and, you know, like I was saying, a new term I had not heard before, talent buyers. That was just exciting, you know, to be, you know, around those type of people and to talk to them and, you know, and see their reactions to the show and hear the conversations of, you know, the desire of wanting, you know, to see more. So tribute to the Temptations, my business partners group. The people loved it. Like I was saying, it was a packed house. They had to turn away people. Beautiful venue. Absolutely beautiful venue. And the owner himself came up to me and was telling me that, you know, he really wants them to come back and actually do a regular show. Not all the members live in Vegas. And so, you know, that would be something that would have to be worked out, because pretty much you would have to live there to do a regular gig. And, you know, other venues, casinos were there scouting out the tribute. And that was just really, really cool. Just like, you know, with my cousin Daryl playing for Smokey Robinson's group Human Nature. He's a bass player. You know, he lives in Vegas, you know, so it just works. And you know, he doesn't do anything else but that. And so, like, the next morning they had to up and fly off to Miami to perform. But their regular gig, they do, I believe, 3 or 4 shows a week at the Venetian. And, you know, and just an absolutely amazing show. And, you know, just to see things done on that level just really kind of opened my eyes. And, you know, I always put it through my head, you know, how something should be done right, you know, but to witness it really, really being done right and well, and it just seemed to flow. The other thing is, like, teamwork, you know, to see the team come together for the common, you know, goal of putting that show together, and it worked. All the pieces, all the players made come together in the end and made it all work, and that was just really, really exciting, you know. But I think another beautiful experience for me was just, you know, to have my children step up to take care of my daddy and allowed me this opportunity to be away for 5 days. I was concerned, you know, but I got on my knees and I prayed, and it worked out. It really, really worked out, you know. And my time in Vegas, despite my first night, you know, with the heat and everything really, really kind of getting me sick, I had the most amazing time. I met some great people. I had a great time with Mark there, learned a lot of history about him in his time that he lived in Vegas for 10 years, and just really, really was a beautiful, beautiful experience on a personal level and on a business level. And so I think I definitely will be back. I think that's a place where I will grow, you know, as who I am and what I want to do to support artists further. And it's an amazing energy to be around that type feel. I've never considered myself one who wanted to be a part of the fast life, and it's not necessarily that I want to be a part of the fast life. I do realize it's difficult here in Seattle to try to find those people to rub elbows with that are doing things. There's a whole bunch of talkers. There's a whole bunch of talkers, and so I've learned that in wanting to elevate, you've got to get around people that are elevated or elevating, you know, that are continuously moving forward. And, you know, when people like you, they help you, you know, they really, really do. And, you know, like I said, talked to a lot of people. I wasn't intimidated by talking to them. They received me well, included me in, and handed out a lot of business cards. So we'll just see, you know, we'll just see what takes place. But it gives me hope for my own city, you know, and hoping to really connect with those that are serious here and wanting to build a solid, you know, music scene, you know, here in Seattle, Washington. We've got great talents, you know, and I think normally I don't talk business on this particular show, you know, but I think that you can take it in any direction, depending on, you know, where you are in your own life and what you do. I think it's really important to be around people that are positive, that are working hard, that are goal-oriented, that are trying to be healthy, that are, you know, trying to change their lives in a better direction, you know. And I think that's something that's really, really important, to surround yourself with those type of people. Many of us, I think we settle into certain groups of people. It doesn't mean that you walk away. It doesn't mean that you stop loving anybody. No, I'm not saying that at all. But I think that it's important when you have desires and dreams and goals that you need to be around those that help fuel that for you. And I think this trip to Vegas did that for me. you know, to be around good people, positive people, hardworking people, goal-oriented, you know, that was really, really good for me, you know. And so it just allowed me to come back to Seattle and, you know, be re-energized, you know, filled with a purpose in a sense and an understanding and you know, kind of that passion builder again. And, you know, Mark and I sat down and identified some, you know, areas that we want to work on and what we do, you know, through Flava Marlex. And, you know, and so that was really good to have that sit down face to face because I see him maybe a couple times a year when he's able to come through Seattle. And so to be able to have, you know, this type of time with him to really, really plot and plan and, you know, X out things that just don't make sense, you know, build on things that are going really smoothly. And then, you know, kind of developing some new directions to take what it is that we do. That was really, really good. So, man, if you ever have the opportunity, if you're an entertainer, I'd say go to Vegas, go to LA, go to New York, go somewhere where you are around where they're doing it and doing it right and doing it well. Will you know it? I think that you will be able to tell just by experiencing the process of where you come in. It's just like the Soul Factory out in New York. One of these days I'm going to get out there and I'm going to witness that in person, but they start on time. Three top-notch artists, an amazing house band that plays behind them, and it ends on time. And that was the first time that I ever witnessed a show online that went so smoothly like that. I mean, the show that we did here in Seattle at the Triple Door with Black Stacks was just like that. It did. It started on time. It ended on time. Everything went so very smoothly. And so I'm really, really proud about that particular show. But that's how it really needs to be, I think, to, you know, to bring in and get people, you know, appreciating and passionate and paying attention is just to do it the right way and make sure that it happens. So anyway, I know I'm kind of rambling. I'm just really excited about what I experienced in Vegas, you know, just the quality. It's, you know, if I would have went to Vegas before I became Lady Flava, I would have had a totally different experience, you know. I wouldn't have looked at music the way that I did this time in shows and all of that. So, it was some good stuff for me. But let me bring you back to Seattle. I want to play a piece by a dear, dear friend of mine and colleague. His name is Paul Davis, and this is Brand New Day.
deal with whatever hell this world brings. I've done things I thought I could never do. I could walk through fire and live to tell, sleep all night on a bed of nails, chase the clouds away, change the sky from gray to blue. Pockets living in a paper shack. I'm a simple man, don't need more than that. That's all I'll ever need to see me walking hand in hand, just like the day we first met, and our love was so brand new. To know a love as strong as yours and mine is made to last the test of time. Walk with me, yeah, we will find that it's
the sky, because you day and night. Everything is alright when we hold you up tight. Under this starlight, make me feel the thing bright. Now according to plan, I should've take your hand. And then we start walking up a road commitment. But now I might be wonder why me waiting so long. Am I waiting for your heart or your mind to fall on? No.
I've been waiting here for so long for your love, and that is so strong. It is right, could never be wrong.
Never wrong, baby.
Waiting here today, it turns night. Waiting here for hours all night. Feels like waiting here for all my life.
You kept me waiting, I know waiting all night. It made me start to wonder if you want me by my side. Love loving when we have a lot, feeling me no right. Would it not mean nothing that should they be right? You kept me waiting and a-waiting all year. It made me start to wonder if you really are gon' care. Love loving when we have a lot, feeling me sincere. But me not want no gal with it coming sincere. Girl, you be listening to me, me tell you story. Melody that make you feel irie. When me voice it sweetly, then you call me baby. That me one and only. All the things sing say and never gone stray. Cause when you give me love, me give it back same way. And all we want, dream about night and day. It's how we can make it somehow, some way.
I've been waiting here on this hill for your love, and that's so real. You know that's the thing I wanna feel.
Feel that, girl.
Waiting here, daydream of your kiss. Waiting for the touch of your lips. You know that's the thing I just can't.
Have a lot, feeling me no right. Would it not mean nothing that should they be right? You kept me waiting and a-waiting all year. It made me start to wonder if you really are gon' care. Love loving when me have a lot, feeling me sincere. But me not want no gal with it coming sincere. Don't keep me waiting, waiting in vain. Waiting for some loving that could never come again. Don't keep me waiting, waiting in vain. Waiting for some loving that could never come again. No, keep me waiting, waiting in vain. Waiting for some loving that could never come again. No, keep me waiting, waiting in vain. Waiting for some loving that could never come again.
Well, I had to give you some Pacific Northwest flavor there in this last set. I paid Paul Tavis with his brand new piece, Brand New Day, going into Michael Wassman with As Long As I'm With You. And then closing out that set with Waiting by Mr. Chapman and my sister, my girlfriend, my friend, Sister Love. So we've got some amazing talents out here. There's amazing music being made all over the world. If you believe in independent artists, support them. And support them beyond just saying that you believe in them. There's so many ways that you can do it, by just hitting the share buttons on social networks to purchasing their product. You know, one of the things that I think about a lot, you know, in this era that we live in of technology, you know, why is it that the fans don't support it financially? You know, back in the day, we would run to the record store, you know, to pick up an album when it came out, you know, or a cassette that when it came out, you know, and we cherish those things, you know. And now that the music's available to us online, it seems like it's a challenge, you know, to, you know, step up and support. And I was beginning to think that maybe it was because people don't have the means to purchase online. But, you know, I was having a conversation with a colleague, and they're like, but people buy things online all the time. They pay for airplane trips or, you know, all kinds of things, you know, to online. And so, you know, it made me really think about that also, you know, why is it? I think it's because music is so accessible online. But I really want to impress upon you the importance of supporting. You know, you can buy digital downloads of music for 99 cents. You can buy a whole album for $9, you know, $10. Do it. because this is what the musicians, the artists, they need your support. What they create, it takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of equipment. It takes a lot of technical support to create a polished product. None of that comes for free, you know. So really, really think about it. The next time that you go online and you're listening to, you know, some music, especially of an artist that you claim that you love and support, really, really think about it. How have you supported them? Have you shared their music with others? Told people where they can find their music? Have you purchased your, you know, copies of the music or digital downloads? Really, really think about it, because they need you. They need us to support them, to push them out there in the spotlight, to get the masses and more people to experience the amazing music and talents that they bring, you know, to us. Man, again, I cannot imagine what it would be like to not have art in my life, to not have music in my life. So as you enter this day, look in the mirror and look at that person looking back at you, and know that that person loves and cares about you. Start the day just by appreciating who you are. Then go out and share a smile. Share a smile with a stranger. You never know how it's going to change and make somebody's day a better day. Take care. God bless. Until we meet again here at the Coffee House. Man, this is how we do it, supporting independent artists. Take care.